You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center in Tallahassee, Florida. We are a Jesus-centered community of Scripture, faith, and grace located on the campus of Florida State University.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who has come in order to stop long enough for humanity come and find salvation at the foot of his cross. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is a rarity. I'm going to be preaching my sermon from the pulpit. And the reason for that is because where you should be focusing your attention is not on me, but is on the cross, because that's what gathers us here tonight. And as I have been thinking about what it means for us to gather together here tonight, on a night called Good Friday, on a night in a Holy Week, when we're talking about what hope is and how hope goes, well, a song came to mind. It wasn't the song, Were You There?, which we'll be singing next, which is a great song. But it is a different song. A song that was originally, it was first performed by Johnny Cash back in 1998. However, it wasn't Johnny Cash's song. He didn't write it. In fact, there was another guy who you may know of who wrote the song, and his name is Tom Waits. Tom Waits wrote the song, and then later on, after Johnny Cash did the song, Tom Waits went behind him in 2003, did his own version of the song, which is the one that I recommend. But the Johnny Cash version is pretty good, too. The name of the song is Down There by the Train. And we're going to use it tonight to meditate upon what it means for us to have hope on Good Friday. So the song starts off like this. There's a place I know where the train goes slow, where the sinner can be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a river by the trestle, down by Sinner's Grove, down where the willow and the dogwood grow. You can hear the whistle, you can hear the bell, from the halls of heaven to the gates of hell. And there's room for the forsaken. If you're there on time, you'll be washed of all your sins and of all your crimes. If you're down there by the train, down there by the train, down there by the train, where the train goes slow. And as you hear those words, you hear the evocative sense of there being a chance for salvation, that there is a possibility for people to get on this train of salvation. You can hear it. It's in the air. You can hear it all around. There you can hear the whistle, you can hear the bell, and you can hear the train slowing down just enough that it's maybe possible that if you run fast enough right next to that train, that you'll be able to jump on the train and get in the train and go wherever that train is going. That is the hope that Tom and Johnny had as they sang these songs, this hope that there is that kind of a train that goes slow enough for us to be able to get on. That train that goes slow enough so that we can be washed of all of our sins and all of our crimes. All of the nails that are placed in this cross. All of the sins that we know that we commit throughout the year and are very aware of tonight. That there's hope for us in that train. And the song goes on. There's a golden moon that shines up through the mist, and I know that your name can be on that list. There's no eye for an eye, and there's no tooth for a tooth. I saw Judas Iscariot carrying John Wilkes Booth. He was down there by the train. Down there by the train, down there by the train, he was down there by the train where the train goes slow. And the thing that stands out to us in this stanza is Judas Iscariot carrying John Wilkes Booth, these great traitors of human history. These people whom were loved by the people that they killed. People that we identify with. Because after all, our sins killed the one whom we love. Our sins continue to be the reason that Jesus had to die on that cross. But there's hope. There's hope even for Judas Iscariot. Hope even for John Wilkes Booth. Hope for even the person that you may think is the most despicable traitor out there, because the train is going slow. And the song continues. If you've lost all your hope, and if you've lost all your faith, I know that you can be cared for. I know that you can be safe. And all the shameful and all the whores and even the soldier who pierced the heart of the Lord was down there by the train. Down there by the train. Down there where the train goes slow. Have you lost all your hope? Have you lost all your faith? Sometimes it can feel like that. There's moments that we wonder if we've lost it all, if it's all gone, if there's no more hope, if there's no more faith in us. We start to question ourselves, and we start to question if the train is really there. Can we really hear the bell? Can we really hear the whistle? But if we listen, we hear that train coming slow. The next note is sort of an autobiographical note from Tom, who's writing this. Well, I've never asked forgiveness, and I've never said a prayer, never given of myself, and never truly cared. I've left the ones who loved me, and I'm still raising Cain. I'm taking the low road, and if you've done the same, meet me down there by the train. So often we can feel that we're like Tom. Maybe we have asked for forgiveness. Maybe we have said a prayer. Maybe we've even given of ourselves, and maybe we've even cared for other people. But yet, things can look desolate and hopeless even for us. And they can look even more so if we start to question if we've done enough, if we start to question if we're running fast enough even for that slow train, if we start to question if we have done just a little bit of enough that we can be counted among the likes of John Wilkes Booth and Judas Iscariot and the prostitute who anoints Jesus and even the soldier who pierces the heart of the Lord. We can wonder if we've done just enough in order to get to that level of holiness and sanctification. And bad news. We haven't. Because brothers and sisters in Christ, we don't need a slow train. We need a train that stops. And that is what Good Friday is about. Good Friday is not about a Lord who slows down just enough so that we can join him in his walk, but rather, Good Friday is about a Lord who slows down so much that he stops. That he stops even the beating of his heart, that he stops his brainwaves, that he stops everything about his life, and that in that moment when he stops, not slows down, but stops, well, then we can meet one another down there by that train. Down there by that train. Down there where the train stops. Amen.